This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and Jazz 88. We're broadcasting live from North Hennepin Community College in Brooklyn Park. And joining us now on stage, having just ducked out of a birthday party that she's been cooking for all day, so she's a very busy woman today, and she's a student here at North Hennepin Community College, is Roshan Khandekar-Hook. Welcome. So your story was really interesting to me because you're a student here today, but you've got an interesting backstory. You were on television in Bangladesh.
Bangladesh television.
Yes. Right. Tell us what you did there.
Actually, it was in 1984 to 1988. I was a regular actress in Bangladesh television until I got married. I got married in 1987, and I moved to England. And in Minnesota, I came 17 years ago because of my husband's job. My husband, he was a consultant, a database administrator. So he was hired from England. That's why we moved here. But I'm here. I'm happy because my family, my brother, sister, everyone live in U.S. Only I was the only one in London live. But in Bangladesh, while I was there, I was a student. And at the same time, it's part of my, as a hobby. I didn't take it as a profession because I was a student that time. But in it's a one-hour drama, but it's not a movie, but it's a one story. It's kind of the movie story, like you watch. 1.5 hours, so it's
serial,
it's one time I did serial. It's a law and order kind of things. Wow. That one, the little parts, But most of the time, it's weekly drama. I was, and I was known there as a Lipi Khandekar. My whole name is Roshan Jahan Lipi Khandekar, but. So over there, so one of the producer, he took me, he said, Lipi Khandekar, I want.
That fits on the credits.
Yes,
yeah,
right. So, and I have to tell another thing, because of my, the producer was looking for a special drama, and they wanted someone very beautiful eye, and so the person will follow. Because of my eye, I got into the TV without audition. After, when they saw on the screen and my voice, then they took my audition. So
the eyes have it. Well, that's great. Well, now you went from there. You said you traveled to London with your family.
Yeah, after good marriage.
And so what brings you here now? What's life for you like now?
I like if I compare to Bangladesh. Actually, I like Bangladeshi life more than you, because my father was a doctor, and he had, you know, like government servant, you get free house, free orderly and everything. So my life was this princess life. Here, I'm servant, I'm driver, I'm cool, everything. So here life is, but I have to say, here is secured life, I feel. Like I can come alone or in the nighttime. No one will, I feel very secure, which I wasn't feeling in Bangladesh. People, when as a celebrity, they bother you. And not only that, if they sometimes they want a pair of love, and if you reject, they sometimes give you a threatening or something. So that is the reason I chose my husband. My wedding was arranged. One of my cousin, his wife saw me on the TV, and she made the matchmaking. And my husband grew up in England, so I had little hard time because he doesn't know how to talk Bangla, how to read or write, and I was afraid of speaking English that time, especially British English. So we are kind of my letter when I used to write to him in Bangla, and my father-in-law read it to me, and my love letter. My father-in-law read to my husband.
Oh, no.
So I like, compared to Bangladesh, England was fine. But to tell you the truth, English people are snobbish. They don't talk to even if you are each sit to each other.
We're still not on in England, so
right.
It's okay.
No, I'm just talking, telling you the truth. But when I moved in here, I love America because the reason when I didn't know how to drive first time when I moved 17 years ago, so I used to ride on the bus with my little kid. They were little. Now they're grown up. They are all university, you know. So they were, everyone else, wow, what a little, wow, sweet, where are you from? And everyone talking to me, you know, I didn't feel. Same thing in North Hennepin also. I love my professors and, you know, my friends. And so if I have any problem, they solve. And they're so friendly. I'm really, really grateful to be in America. Believe me, and also in North Hennepin. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I love your stories. Roshan Khandekar Hook, Lippy Khandekar, as you would know her on the Bangladeshi Law and Order. That's how I took that. So thank you very much. Thanks.